customers could see additional fees on their electric bills to help prop up the struggling Ohio Valley Electric Corporation. OVEC was created by a conglomeration of utilities in the 1950s to meet electric needs during the Cold War. Republican Senator Bob Peterson says OVEC needs the ability to recover costs through added fees.
No other facility in the country is required to stay together because of the restrictions. They are basically unable to sell their interest in the facility.
But opponents say customers should not carry the burden of propping up OVEC. The Sierra Club says AEP, First Energy, Duke Energy, and Dayton Power and Light all reached the current agreement well after the Cold War ended. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.